Time to talk a little defense. The Eagles overhauling the secondary in the offseason. Where do they stand now with one preseason game to go? Welcome into our studio. I'm insider Dave Spadaro, along with cornerback Nolan Carroll. And first, let's just talk about you, because every time you talk to a coach, they mention you as the guy who's taken that quantum leap from last year. You feel that way?
I do. You know, I've definitely put in the work this offseason. You know, even before I even got up here, started back home after the last game, I kind of told myself, you know, I need to do something different. You know, I need to be able to train a different way, mentally and physically. And that's what I did when I was home in Florida. You know, twice a day, I was just working out, man, just to get myself prepared for you know, this process now, the preseason and going into the season.
Why? What was the impetus to change things up for you?
You know, just looking back at last year, just the role that I had, it wasn't what I really pictured coming here from Miami. You know, I thought the role that I had in Miami was going to be the similar role that I had, you know, coming in here, and it didn't work out that way. And, you know, I did what the team needed me to do, but at the same time, I just felt like I could have done more. So, you know, I kind of had that chip on my shoulder after the season ended, and you know, I just wanted to come back and prove to everybody that, you know, I'm a good player. You know, I'm the player that you saw on film when I was at Miami, and I'm just here to continue to prove that.
Isn't it nice to know then? And I imagine there are times in the league where players get stereotyped, typecast. They don't really, even if they've improved, they don't really maybe get that honest look mm-hmm. from a coaching staff. You appreciate the fact that Corey Undlin, Bill Davis looked at you with very objective eyes?
Yeah, I think so. You know, they kind of made it a clean slate, you know, for everybody coming in for during the OTAs. And it was basically, I just attacked it. You know, when they told me that, I just looked at it as, you know, everybody's competing against everyone. So I just tried to win everything as much as possible, whatever the situation might have been on or off the field. You know, I wanted to make sure that, you know, I was the one to stick out.
You are not going to play on Thursday night. Of course, it's unofficial, but I can't see that happening. So let's talk a little bit about the big picture in the secondary. What are you seeing? What are you feeling? What can we expect?
You know, I just think that all of us together are on the same page. Me, Malcolm, Byron, you know, and Walt, we all see things the same way. There's a lot of open dialogue between us and Coach Corey as far as, you know, how we see coverages, how we see routes, different kind of adjustments that we see on film. And, you know, we didn't really have that last year. You know, last year was a lot of doubt in most of our coverages and what we wanted to do, and there wasn't a lot of communication on the field, which resulted in a lot of, you know, the X plays, which are things that we tried to try to eliminate this year. You know, so for us, every single day is always something, you know, between you know, corners and the safeties about what we're trying to do in our coverages, how do we want to disguise it, you know, what the quarterback is seeing, how he views us. You know, a lot of things that go back and forth daily, so we can try and perfect what we're doing going into the season.
A lot of questions about nickel. What's going to happen there?
I don't know. Right now, I was just trying it. You know, they put me in there last week to get a feel for it, and you know, I'm going to continue to do it.
You play well?
I think I did, yeah. For being out there the first time, I haven't played it since, I think, my rookie year.
What's so hard about it? Why is it so much different from outside?
It's not that much different. It's just you have more real estate that you have to cover now. You know, when they call those man coverages, you don't necessarily have help or have the boundary, you know, that you normally would on the outside. You know, now you're dealing with really hash to hash or sideline to sideline, and they can do a lot of routes. They can do a lot of things. They can pick you. They can run over routes. They can run whip routes, you know, so you really have to be discipline with your eyes, and your technique really has to be sound in there, because, you know, if they beat you one way or another, there's a lot of real estate they have to work with. So just being in there, you have to be patient and use your technique and just go off your coverage, whatever your leverage might be in that coverage, and kind of try and disguise it to mess with the slot receiver or the quarterback.
You're in position to help some of these young pups, Eric and Randall and all these young guys. How are they coming along, and how do you feel about that role of being kind of a mentor and at the same time making sure that you're playing your best football?
Yeah, I remember a time when I was young, too, and I was in their shoes. So I know a lot of things are just being thrown at them right now, and they have to try and retain it. And then when they retain it, they have to go on the field and show physically, you know, how they've been able to retain that information. And, you know, sometimes your head's just spinning so much because you got to know the coverage. You got to get lined up. And on top of that, the pace is going so fast. So, you know, you're tired out there. So you got to remember, you got to think. And for those guys, to tell them just to settle down, just – hear the play call. Once you hear the play call, you know, process in your mind what you have to do, what your job is, and only think about that one play. Don't think about the last play or don't think about the next play. Think about when you're going to take a break. Just go out there and just do your job And when you see it on film, you correct it. Don't worry about what the coach thinks about you. Don't worry about, you know, what players might think of you if you give up a play or whatnot. You know, everybody's going to get beat in this league. So, you know, just be calm out there and just play hard and play fast, play with effort.
Last one. I know you've been around the league a couple of days. You know how Eagles fans are looking at this preseason, 3-0, 1,000 points a game scored. Do you feel it with this team? You feel like this could be a pretty good team?
I definitely think so. You know, just
a really good team?
I really think we have a chance to be really great, you know, just because of some of the stuff we've been doing since, you know, we started back in April 20th. You know, Chip's done a real good job of really having offensive guys interact with defensive guys and O-linemen interacting with, you know, DBs, and DBs interacting with quarterbacks, and wide receivers interacting with linebackers. He's kind of meshed everybody together. And, you know, guys that you wouldn't normally talk to on the team, you talk to, and you find information out about them that you wouldn't necessarily know if you went out your way and actually tried to talk to them, you know. So that helps us, you know, being able to care for one another more because you know a little bit more information about them than you wouldn't normally do, you know. So that makes you care about them on the field more and want to go 100% for those guys. And, you know, it shows up on the field. You know, guys are supporting one another out there. Older guys are supporting younger guys when they're out there and they have their turn. So, you know, it's a brotherhood, it's a family, just because of what we've been doing for so long, the culture that we've been doing, the togetherness and the bonding. I think it's going to be special this
love
year.
Love it. Thanks, Nolan.
No problem.
All right, man. Have a good Thursday.
I appreciate it.
Don't work too hard on the sidelines. Keep your eyes on the field, not in the stands.
Okay,
it's New York. Nolan Carroll in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.